All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will now administer the oath of office to Mr. Birch, Mrs. Statz, and Mrs. Webble. Judge McKinney will do the honors.
You need to read that, don't you?
So I'll begin from left to right. You want to raise your, can I just say a moment about what a joy it is to be in Norton? The last time I was here, you were beating Copley in the playoffs and everybody was there. And there are just some very special things about the school. Of course, the football team, of course, the band, of course, the girls' basketball team, but the academics are outstanding. And all of you work together for that. It's a great team effort here in Norton, and it's a real privilege to do this. You ready to be sworn in? You want to raise your right hand? So I'll begin on the left. Please say aye and then say your name.
Aye, Cindy Webble.
Aye, Patrick Birch.
Aye, Elisa Statz.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
And then if you repeat after me, I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
I will faithfully. And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a member of the Board of Education.
As a member of the Board of Education.
The Norton City School District. Summit County, Ohio. To the best of my ability. In accordance with the laws. Now in effect. Hereafter to be enacted.
During the continuance.
In my office. And until my successor.
Is duly qualified.
So help me God. Congratulations. Can we sign these? Because then that was me on the file.
Oh, sure. Congratulations.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You're not the only one that has ever done that.
I just got to her name tag.
That's all right. So did your wife. I mean, it's led to some good things, actually.
Sorry about that.
All right,
so
thank you, Judge.
Sure.
One more.
Yep.
We know. Like,
they're very precarious there.
Oops,
oh, I'm sorry.
You're not the first. You won't be the last either.
Okay, congratulations. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Burch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Great. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
None.
Seeing none. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Agenda. There is no addition. The floor is now open for nomination for president.
I would like to move for Lewis Yule to be our president.
Second.
Any other nominations? Mr. Yule is nominated for president. Any other? Can I have a motion to close the nominations for president?
So moved.
Second.
Now we need to vote on closing that. Okay.
Call the roll.
Mr. Burch?
Mr. Yule?
We're closing the nomination right now.
Yeah,
so you're
just
voting
yes.
On. Yeah, we're getting to that. Yes. Thanks. Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Mrs. Hagenbusch, please call the roll for president. State the name that you are voting for.
Mrs. Stats?
Lewis Yule.
Mr. Yule?
Lewis Yule.
Mrs. Webble?
Lewis Yule.
Mrs. Bennett?
Lewis Yule.
Mr. Burch?
Lewis Yule.
Congratulations.
All right, Lewis Yule is declared president. The floor is now open for nominations for vice president.
I nominate Jennifer Bennett.
Second.
Any other nominations? Can I have a motion to close the nominations for vice president?
So moved.
Second.
Can I have, Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
That's confusing.
All right. Mrs. Hagenbusch, please call the roll for vice president. State the name you are voting for. Sorry.
Okay, Mrs. Webble?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mrs. Bennett?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mr. Burch?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mrs. Stats?
Jennifer Bennett.
Mr. Yule?
Jennifer Bennett.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the most confusing thing we ever do.
I second that. All right, can I have a motion to establish the regular meeting to be held every second Monday of the month in the Norton Middle School Panther Room with public session beginning at 7 p.m.? In the event school is closed on the second Monday of the month for holidays or calamity days, the regular meeting of the Norton Board of Education will be held on the third Monday of the month. Any discussions? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Nope, somebody has to motion.
Oh, she.
So moved.
It's okay.
Motion.
So moved.
Okay. Ready?
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Great. Motion passes. All right, can I have a motion to establish the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole every second Monday of other month, March, May, July, September, November, in the Norton Middle School Panther Room at 6 p.m. Board action may be taken during these meetings.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Burch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to establish work session meetings every second Monday of every other month, February, April, June, August, October, and December in the Norton Middle School Panther Room at 5 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We can.
Okay.
You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Just, I guess, through the discussion of that, you know, typically we have a committee of the whole every month prior to the regular meeting. We, as a board, have decided to try to do a work session every other month, as opposed to a committee of the whole, just to allow us to talk with each other as a group, with our different committee leaders, in the effort to, you know, be able to spend more time as a whole, versus just small groups outside. We feel that we might be able to get a lot more done this way, and that's the hope, and that's the game plan. And obviously, if it works as well as we think it will, then, you know, we may move to more work sessions. So. Is there any addition to that?
And I would just add that, I mean, we're starting at 5 o'clock as opposed to 6 o'clock, which will give us an additional hour to work through things. And like you said, hopefully that this will work well. It's just something that we're going to try and see how it goes for this year.
I look forward to it. Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to appoint a delegate for OSBA's annual conference?
Not
Patrick,
everyone at once.
I mean, generally.
You generally are.
Yeah.
We can discuss it after. I mean, we just need a motion to move.
We need a person.
We need a person.
Oh, you got to. Right. It
we
says can have a motion.
Need a,
okay.
Yeah. We need a motion. We need a person.
To appoint as a delegate.
It looks like it's going to be the 13th through the 15th.
November.
Yes, this year.
November.
Because election day always has to be after the first Monday, right?
Yeah.
And it's not,
oh,
so that's election
right.
day. So
the first
yeah.
Monday after, yeah, first Tuesday after the first Monday.
So last year it was virtual or it was canceled? I forget.
It was both.
It was both?
Yeah.
It was virtual and in person.
Okay.
And the year before?
The year virtual. Before, totally virtual.
So November, you said 13th? That's a Sunday.
Right. It starts
Sunday.
On Sunday afternoon.
Oh, so you go in Sunday afternoon, sleep over, and then it's.
There are sessions on Sunday, Monday, and a little bit on Tuesday.
Okay, so then that person would miss a board meeting.
We usually reschedule it.
Oh, okay.
Or some people will choose to have the board meeting down there. I don't think we've ever done that, but I know some boards have.
Exactly.
They all go, and then they have the meeting down there.
I haven't gone. I don't care.
Is that your hand going up?
I think so.
Yay.
Did you see it?
It's fine. I mean, I don't care. But if you need a warm body.
It's not a huge commitment. I mean.
I'll go. I just I had to make sure, because I have about that time of year a big continuing legal education I attend, but it's not that weekend. Knock on wood, so.
Excuse me.
I know, but I'm trying to find
someone.
Okay. Nominate Elisa Stats.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
She was really enthusiastic about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now we need the alternate.
Are you doing the motion, Jennifer?
Yes, I would like to nominate Elisa Stats for our delegate to OSBA's annual conference.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to appoint an alternative delegate for the OSBA annual conference? I'll do the alternative.
Okay. Then I
that way,
to
if you can't.
Louis Yule
no.
as the alternate delegate.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stads?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to appoint OSBA legislative liaison for 2022? Did, did you?
And a volunteer.
Huh?
And a volunteer.
And a volunteer, but do we have any specifics to
Jennifer,
let everybody?
Jennifer, you've done that one.
I have, and it's been a while. I kind of, you don't, you're not required to attend the conference, right?
Right.
I could do that.
I wasn't trying to push you into that.
No, that's okay. I can do that.
I feel like you only get the emails from, like, regarding legislative changes.
Okay.
Because I was at last year, and
okay.
I get, yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
I move that we nominate Jennifer Bennett as the legislative liaison for the OSBA.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burt?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weibel?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to appoint the OSBA Student Achievement Liaison for 2022? Not me.
I don't remember who was last year. Was that you last year?
Who has an interest in that? I mean, that typically will be someone working with me on what our students are achieving, and we're able to just converse with OSBA about that. I mean, I would imagine that's the gist of it.
Oh, mine.
Sounds good.
I nominate Patrick Birch.
Sounds like we have a volunteer.
Any discussion?
We need a second.
We need a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was it? Was it Jennifer?
Jennifer
nominated. Yeah.
Okay. Second.
Okay.
Sorry. Any discussion?
Okay.
Seeing none, please call the roll.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to pass the consent agenda items? I'm assuming it's all of them.
Yes.
All right, A through T.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay, we're on to discussion items. Committee assignments. So at this point, we were just going to talk about the committees, maybe what we see them, you know, what do we need to make changes, and then I would like to, once everybody's on the same page, at that point, then we will email the president, myself, I guess, and I will assign them for our next meeting mm-hmm. to vote. Is that fair? Is there any, I mean, would anybody like to bring up, I know Elise, you have.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The role of community engagement has changed significantly from what it was when Pat Santelli ran it to now. Part of the problem is, you know, one of the things that we did was send letters to people who moved into Norton. And he worked with the fiscal office to accomplish that, and the fiscal office is no longer providing that service. So that's one thing that's not done. We still need to get the signs up again, weather permitting, the banners around the parking lot at the high school. But I don't know if we need that as a committee, as a standalone committee, because the more I look at, okay, how do we engage our community? I think a lot of it is what we discussed. Let's get our alumni. If we could breathe, you know, more energy into that in getting people active in it. You know, maybe we, you know, again, the Booster Club, look at the PPABC, breathe new life into that and get people involved in that regard. Look at keeping alumni parents involved somehow. I don't know what the board envisions, but if we're looking at keeping our community engaged. I don't know if we need a committee in and of itself or if we need to look at other things.
I think we've talked about a couple of things. We've talked about the community engagement. We've talked about the alumni. And we've talked about adding more bodies to that team.
Right.
You know, we have a couple of people here tonight that sat on that team, but, you know, four or five people for what we want to accomplish in terms of reaching our community, it's a challenge.
It is.
Especially when those four or five people are doing two or three or four or five other things in the community. So I do think it's an important one. We have the tools to keep doing what we're doing in terms of reaching our committee. But that's a group that probably, that's a board group that needs to first work on recruiting and getting some people invested in that thought.
I agree with that. I would not eliminate that committee. I think what that committee can do, though, is bring those groups, meet with those groups, with the board committee, and talk about things that, hey, what can we do with you? What can we all do together to make the district stronger, to make those organizations stronger? That's, I think, what I would look at, you know, with the alumni, with PBABC, all of us working together to try and come up with, you know, different ideas of things we can do.
Everybody's okay, though, with getting rid of letter writing? And I mean, it's different now. Everything is different now.
It needs to expand, is what.
Yeah.
It needs to expand. We need to pull more people in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other discussions regarding, any questions about committees?
You want us to give you our list of?
I would say top three.
Three, okay.
Yeah. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Top three. And just email me and then I'll communicate with everybody, chat with everybody. Okay. Perfect. All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We are adjourned.